This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the founding fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
All heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to be talking about New California and all the other things going on in New California in the third hour. This hour we're going to continue to have a discussion about what's going on, truly going on, with the State of the Union. A lot of fallout, of course, from the State of the Union. Socialists are reeling, absolutely reeling throughout all the great state of the United States. Why? Because it was a bad night, if you will, for the socialists in the United States of America, and especially the socialists in California. It's really, really apparent Donald Trump will stomp out socialism, and hence the communist, right? This is the headline. It's kind of funny. Just before we were going on here, I had a different topic for this hour, and I'm going to get into the caravanning. That was the lead topic for this hour, but I can't leave the socialism thing around. You know, we started talking about it in the last hour, and I'm just the shining object went flashing across the screen for me. And this is, of course, the headline now on Fox News. I don't know if they listen to my show or what. I don't think so. It wasn't up there at the beginning of the hour, last hour, so at least the last time I checked. Anyway, it says, this is, we will never be socialist. President Trump vows to reject far-left economics in Soto's speech as key Dems watch stone-faced. It's true. It's true. This is the article. Let's see if they've got any commentary. I'm just going to open it up and see what it looks like. We will never be socialist. But, you know, of course, this is going to go down in history as one of the greatest State of the Unions ever, I think. It's showtime. You know, for Donald Trump, it's showtime. He is getting in his stride. He's, you know, to do these kind of things, it's learned behavior to be a president, right? A president in training, they always said. Obama was a president in training. For 8 years, he was a president in training. That's really what he was for 8 years, a president in training, right? Well, you know, it's kind of interesting because Donald Trump doesn't seem to be having to take so much training to get there as president. He kind of fits in. That's why I say, like last night, at the very beginning last night, this guy's out of the box. He gets it. It's only been 2 years. No more potty training for him.
Speaker, the President of the United States. An economic miracle is taking place in the United States. And the only thing that can stop it are foolish wars, politics, or ridiculous partisan investigations. If there is going to be peace and legislation, there cannot be war and investigation. It just doesn't work that way. Reject the politics of revenge, resistance, and retribution, and embrace the boundless potential of cooperation, compromise, and the common good. No one has benefited more from our thriving economy than women, who have filled 58% of the newly created jobs last year.
The Dems go wild on this one. Not so much. All of a sudden they realize, hey, he's saying something good about women. They go, wait a minute.
You weren't supposed to do that. Thank you very much. Here in the United States, we are alarmed by the new calls to adopt socialism in our country. America was founded on liberty and independence, and not government coercion, domination, and control. We are born free, and we will stay free. If I had not been elected President of the United States, we would right now, in my opinion, be in a major war with North Korea. Chairman Kim and I will meet again on February 27th and 28th in Vietnam. No issue better illustrates the divide between America's working class and America's political class than illegal immigration. Wealthy politicians and donors push for open borders while living their lives behind walls and gates and guards. In the past, most of the people in this room voted for a wall, but the proper wall never got built. I will get it built. To defend the dignity of every person, I am asking Congress to pass legislation to prohibit the late-term abortion of children who can feel pain in the mother's womb. Members of Congress, the state of our union is strong.
Yep. Yeah, it is. I think we have a very, very strong union. It's getting to be a lot stronger. Notice he says the word union. The state of our union is strong. These are terms that we use all the time in the new California state movement. Because this is a union of states. It's a union of states. 50 of them. There's going to be 51. We're getting there. Anyway, I just thought I'd share those moments. Those are, I think, some of the high points of the moment. They're about 3 or 4 minutes of the moments from last night. And, of course, the key takeaway from all this to me is that he put a lot of people on notice last night. He also unified last night. He was reaching across the aisle a lot. He was saying it bluntly and pointedly about so many different things that had to be said. And people will unify around that. Obviously, they are. And that's exactly what I was saying last hour. When you're getting 76% in a major network instant survey about what they saw last night, I'm telling you, this guy is in a stride. As president, no more training for him. He's there. It's showtime. And I like to see this kind of show going on, don't you? No more apprentice for Donald Trump. It's the expert in the White House. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Okay, so 59% had a very positive view of the speech from CNN. Holy moly. Okay, we got, let's check this out because it says, reporters stunned by appeal to both sides. We heard about the Mueller thing. Let's hear about this from reporters. I don't know if there's an. Oh, this is from Breitbart. Breitbart. Don't hear too much from Breitbart lately. Oh, it's from Joe Pollock. Where's Joel when you need him, right? Okay, so this is something that if you've ever, and I got to tell you, I've had this experience numerous times sitting around. You go cover a story, right? You got your credentials on, and you go to the place, the location, and there's no action or whatever, or you start talking to other reporters, right? And that's when things really get a little bit interesting, because you start talking to other reporters and blah 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 blah. And so pretty soon it's like a gaggle. You got a gaggle going on, and your own news gaggle. So you're gaggling with the reporters, and you're speculating, and you're talking and so on. And you know, it's like want to go down and have a beer or something, you know. And you can just, what happened in the office today type of stuff. So then you're on one agency to another. So it's kind of interesting to have the little chit-chat, if you will. So apparently I'm looking at this article here, and I have not read it. But there's some statements in here. It's in Joel Pollack. Says, several veteran White House reporters noted, to their surprise, that President Donald Trump's State of the Union address on Tuesday evening won applause from Democrats as well as Republicans. I was shocked too, actually. I'm in that group. See, I'm in that group. I was really shocked. And the giddiness, the little bit of the giddiness that was going on with the girls in white, the women, it's 100 years of suffrage for the women, of course, getting the right to vote 100 years ago in 1919. So they're wearing white. And this is not unusual to see this, but all the freshman women, especially on the Democrat side, there's a lot of them, they get to wear white. And so they're just, as when Trump starts to mention the women thing, you know, the women thing. Wait, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. It's the women thing. You know, it's come on, girlfriend. Anyway, they all start applauding, and they're like little kids. It's like, because they're being recognized, and it's the president. You know, it's that moment that they shouldn't have done that. Experienced veteranos, with veteranas, such as Nancy Pelosi, would say, hey, don't do it. You know, there was a moment when she's looking at everybody like, and she had to stand several times. Because there were a hundred and some times the speech was interrupted or something like that. 100 plus times, to put it that way. That's my accuracy thing there, 100 plus times. And many times for standing ovations with the Democrats standing. The socialist thing went over like a lead balloon with two people, really, the two biggies, Ocasio and Bernie. Right. So John Roberts, the chief White House correspondent for Fox News, remember, this is Breitbart reporting, who is often skeptical of the president, was stunned at the reaction Trump evoked from Democrats despite the confrontational mood in Washington. And John Roberts, I got a chance to talk to John Roberts, say hi, and we stood together in Reno at one of the Trump things. Interesting, and I'm a very tall guy, by the way. Now, I'm not going to pick on. I think he's a class act, actually. And I would disagree where he says that, who's often skeptical of the president. I don't think he's skeptical of the president. I think he reports him. Now, if that's skepticism interpreted by somebody, great. But it's not me. I just don't think he's that skeptical. Anyway, was stunned by the reaction. This is what he wrote. This is a tweet. Well, that, capital T, capital H, capital A, capital T, was an interesting series of moments, he writes. That's what he writes. What is this? We got a little clip here. We'll see about this. See if we can get this clip to go right. There's a commercial.
The longest government shutdown in the...
Oh, they have to run a skip the ad in 7 seconds thing. They start with the story, then they run an ad in the middle. Come on, stop this stuff. We don't want the product anyway.
...of the United States only just really came to an end, and another one could start in mid-February. And the reason why, of course, is because the president is not getting the financing he wants from Congress to build that promised wall between Mexico and the United States. Now, discussions are ongoing right now, but this was a really big, high-profile opportunity for the president to again make that case for what he calls a physical barrier, but then went on to call a wall. That is what he wants, a wall, not necessarily a concrete one, but he wants it to be built. In fact, he said he was going to be the one to get it built. This was supposed to be a speech that was going to be unifying, bipartisan. That's what, at least what the White House promised us was going to be the theme of this speech in the days running up to it. But when he clearly said that what he wants here is for a wall to be built on the border between Mexico and the United States, well, he got applause, but from only one side of that packed chamber in the House of Representatives. I was behind the president looking to his left and to my left, and there were the Republicans standing up and giving him a standing ovation for his will to build a wall. Democrats, of course, want none of it. And remember also that on that right-hand side of the chamber, from the president's point of view, those are Democrats who feel empowered. They do not want a wall between Mexico and the United States. The president, of course, tried to sell this as part of a bigger, wider immigration package. Now, that is something that both parties want to do. They want to reform the immigration system in the United States, but Democrats won't vote for anything that has anything to do with a physical barrier.
Now, that is from France 24. It's a French reporter from France 24 who's making that comment about not unifying, okay? So, anyway, but other ones are saying, wait a minute. This guy's unifying through the women. That's what he's doing. That's what he's doing. He's appealing to the women. But there's many other things that came up, of course, and about the economy, and it's hard to disagree with some of the stuff that's actually out there. Roberts goes on in another tweet. He says, Speaker Pelosi politely claps as Donald Trump proclaims, America will never be a socialist country. He goes on, he in another tweet later on, there were clearly differences of opinion on some issues, but I have not seen a SOTU, State of the Union, in recent years when the opposition applauded to the degree that it did. Well, he goes on to the next one. Well, I can honestly say I have never heard Happy Birthday sung. And, of course, that was in a reference to the individual who was part of the Holocaust. Actually, no, the shooting incident in Philadelphia. The elderly man, it was his birthday yesterday, so they sang Happy Birthday to him. And they all did it collectively. The whole place did. It was a unifying moment to sing happy birthday to this guy. Jonathan Carl writes, the White House correspondent for the ABC remarked on lines pitched to the nation as a whole and moments of bipartisanship applause. This is what Jonathan Carl says. Victory is not winning to our party. Victory is winning for our country. Where he makes a comment about the applause. It says, biggest applause line of the speech. Quote, we also have more women serving in Congress than ever before. He goes on, the president and his speechwriters have accomplished something remarkable here tonight, striking several themes that have drawn applause from both sides of the chamber. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
AGENDA. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
So, Ocasio-Cortez refuses to applause. Big deal. Big deal. Okay, I'm a little bit tired of thinking about those people. Ratings rise over 2018. So the overall thing going on here for President Trump is fantastic. Sorry, everybody else, but this is only, and again, we're just a few hours away. Not even, 12 hours away? Excuse me. I have got to stretch. It's just one of those things. Okay, anyway, we're just a few hours back. I mean, it was, 10 hours ago? Something like that. 10 hours ago, the speech? 10 hours? No, maybe 12 hours ago. Okay. All right, so he gives the speech, right? And what's rolling in right now, and we have the catbird seat. I'm going to leave the story and go to something else here in a second. But I just want to say that as the information comes in, I'm going to keep flashing back during the breaks and see what's going on, because there's more people filing their stories and there's more people going, wow, 12 hours ago I was listening to this, the president make this speech, and now 12 hours later I feel better. Take your medicine. Watch that speech. Literally, that's what you do with the liberals. You sit them down and you force the medicine on them. You turn on the TV screen and what do they watch? The 2019 State of the Union speech by President Donald J. Trump. And they're forced to watch it and listen to it. Shocking. Shocking. It's worse than waterboarding for a Democrat. But here's the reason. It's almost like an exorcism of sorts. That's what it's meant to be. It's an exorcism. We're going to make you, we're going to say, hey, hallelujah, brother or sister. Which is what do you prefer? What gender do you prefer to say hallelujah with? Brother, sister, homie, declined to state. What, you know, guess your sex. Do we have to guess your sex to make that comment? I don't know. Anyway, so the exorcism would continue. Listen, I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm going to get out of this one. But I did want to talk about some other things a little bit more serious here. Of course, it can't be any more serious than that, right? From the religious pages about religious organizations behaving badly, the stories just keep coming on in. Let's see. Pew report. Actively religious, more likely to be very happy. Now, that's a happy report, isn't it? See, I shocked you by giving you that report. But there's the files of religions doing badly. Here's one. Nuns, sex slaves, scandal, fresh blow to Catholic Church. I am not the author of this story. This is from AFP. This is from Yahoo News. Not me. I didn't do it. I am just the messenger, so don't shoot me. Just because I'm the messenger doesn't mean there's, you know, it's not me. This, you know, oftentimes I see stories and say, you don't want to read that. Don't read that. You know, you're going to offend somebody, Paul. Well, wait a minute. You get over that. It's not my story. I didn't write it. I didn't research it. I got nothing in the game here. I got no dog in the hunt other than I'm going to report it to you. So this is, and it's not piling on. The problem that, and I'll break it to you right now, the problem that the Catholic Church has is it's in deep trouble. Daily, we're getting these kind of reports. You know, they've got priests here doing that. Priests here, bishops doing this. Cardinals this, covering up. Pope doing that. You know, I mean, it's ubiquitous now, the scandals in the Catholic Church. So when I read this to you and I reflect back on this, it's not me. Don't blame me. And the reason why I say that is I get blamed. People go, you know, the Catholic Church. I said, wait a minute, I didn't create the stories. Well, don't read about them. What do you mean don't read about them? What do you mean don't report about them? You know, this is the kind of stuff that goes on. And I mean this. I absolutely mean this. This is the kind of stuff I alluded to this a little bit in the first hour, that we get these people that feel like they can't talk about something that's really important and it should be talked about. This is something that's important and should be talked about. Nuns, sex slaves, scandal, fresh blow to Catholic Church. Ella ID says Pope Francis' public admission that priests have used nuns as sex slaves and may still be doing so marks a new chapter in the abuse crisis rocking the Catholic Church. Sex slaves. It is the first time that the Pope, but also the Church as an institution, has publicly admitted that this abuse is taking place. And that it's hugely important, says Lucita Scarafia, editor of the Vatican's Women's Magazine, told AFP on Wednesday. The pontiff on Tuesday said Catholic priests and bishops had been sexually abusing nuns, and that his predecessor Benedict the 16th, had dissolved a religious order of women because of sexual slavery on the part of the priest and the founder. The church has suspended several clerics, and the Vatican has been working on the issue for a long time, he said. The abuse is still going on, because it's not something that just goes away like that. On the contrary, he added, the Catholic Church has had to contend with a wave of cases involving pedophilia priests in countries worldwide, from Ireland and the United States to Australia. Francis's comment followed a rare outcry last week from the Vatican women's magazine, Women Church World, over the rape of nuns. It said the victims felt forced to have abortions to raise children not recognized by their priest fathers. Silence enables rapists. This is the header on this portion. Many complaints have been filed with the Vatican and have not been followed up, said Scarafia, who raised the issue in February's issue of Women Church World, a supplement distributed with the Vatican's Observatorio Romano newspaper. I very much hope that a commission will be set up to investigate, and that nuns expect in the issue to be called, and that nuns experts expect that they will be taking part, she told AFP. Just another scandal, right? We'll be back.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all
precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Yeah, we're just sort of happy little campers with everything, aren't we? All the little scandals going on that are making us what we are. This other one, forced abortions. Apparently, this is another part of the scandal. Sexual abuse of nuns. This has been reported. This is another article from Associated Press yesterday. It says, aboard the papal plane, Pope Francis on Tuesday publicly acknowledged this. So this is a better perspective. Publicly acknowledged the scandal of priests and bishops sexually abusing nuns and vowed to do more to fight the problem. The latest sign that there is no end in sight to the Catholic Church's abuse crises, and that it is now has a reckoning with the hashtag MeToo movement. Francis admitted to the problem for the first time in public during a news conference while returning to Rome from the United Arab Emirates. The acknowledgement comes just 2 weeks before he hosts an unprecedented gathering of bishops to craft a global response to the scandal of priestly predators who target children and the superiors who covered up the crimes. There's nothing like the criminals investigating their own criminal behavior, right? So you kind of have to, you have to be a little bit suspect about what the results of this whole thing might be, huh? Just a little bit. This was in Abu Dhabi. Remember we talked about this yesterday. That he was there, maybe it was it yesterday, Monday, I think, that he was there talking. First time on the Arabian Peninsula for a pope. And he's in the stadium now. It's a soccer stadium, sports stadium, being driven around in the Pope Mobile. Probably get the drift of how that whole thing works. Should we do something more? Yes. Is there the will? Yes. But it's a path that we have already begun, Francis said. So he's saying they've already started to address the issue. You got to find out what's wrong from a corporate standpoint, I guess, right? And to be able to go on further, right? So this is what we have going on here. Says the issue has come to the fore amid the Catholic Church's overall reckoning with the sexual abuse of minors. And the hashtag MeToo inspired acknowledgement that adults can be victims of abuse whenever there is an imbalance of power in a relationship. And in the past year, the Associated Press. Now listen, this is not Paul Preston. I'm just reporting it. The Associated Press wrote this article. The other one was AFP. This is now the AP. The Associated Press and other media have reported on cases of abused nuns in India, Africa, Europe, and South America. Evidence of, and that the problem is by no means limited to a certain geographic area. And that's, okay, it's widespread. Remember, it's widespread. That's the reaches of the Catholic Church is global, right? If there's a global power, it's the Catholic Church. Think about that. They have administrations set up all over the planet. Wherever there's a church, there's a Catholic extension right there to the Vatican. Talk about centralized control, right? In November, the organization representing the world's female Catholic religious orders, the International Union of Superiors General, publicly denounced. Now, this is not me. It was in November they did that. So don't blame me. Stop it. Okay, I'll stop that. Publicly denounced the culture of silence and secrecy. Now, remember, it was the Pope himself. When all these sexual abuse scandals, the pedophile thing, everything started to really unravel for him in October. September and October this last year, what did he do? He wanted, what was he calling for? Silence. He was calling for it. We must have silence. Which begged the question for me, you want silence for what? To cover it up? Don't talk about this. And now we hear that, and of course, this is where this comes from. It says, in November, the organization representing the world's female Catholic religious orders, the International Union of Superiors General. See, this is their response to him saying, we must have silence. They're saying publicly denounce the, quote, culture of silence and secrecy that the Pope was exhibiting and role modeling. That's me now. That prevented nuns from speaking out and urged sisters to report abuse to their superiors and police. And police. Now that is crossing a line, right? And just last week, the Women's Magazine of the Vatican, this is this Romano magazine, identified the clerical culture of all-powerful clergy as the culprit. So they're feasting on themselves, I guess, to try and clean up their act so that they can ensure that they're, you know, holier than thou. The magazine Women's Church World noted that the scandal involves a corollary, nuns being forced to abort the priest, children, or bear children that the priest refused to recognize. Pope Francis acknowledged the problem. He comes to be prepared to decide the fate of disgraced American ex-cardinal, listen to this, Theodore McCarrick, who is accused of abusing minors as well as adult seminarians. See, this is the sticky wicket that's going on in the Catholic Church. It's getting worse before it's getting better. I know you got to talk about it to heal, right? The scale of this is really daunting, though. It's out of control worldwide. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back to the final moments here of Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com. Catholic Church in trouble on a scale never before seen, I don't think. The sex scandals, the abuse, all the things going on. Kind of craziness, huh? And then there's California. California. Yeah, dealing with the church in California, that's a Jerry Brown thing. Or a Gavin Newsom thing. They're all part of the same, you know. Probably don't know that or not, or didn't even think about that. But yes, Jerry Brown's a Jesuit, and so is Gavin Newsom. So is Nancy Pelosi. Oh. Yeah, these are the kind of things that you have. And of course, yeah, the relationship of, you know, Paul Ryan and John Boehner with the Catholic Church. Oh. Now, see, you got to put these things together, ladies and gentlemen. You just have to put these things together. And once you start connecting some dots, it's kind of like, wait a minute here. Wait a minute. So that's what we do here on Agenda 21 Radio, is we connect the dots for you and kind of give you all the stuff that's really kind of going on. But, you know, we got a lot more coming up here in the next hour, so stay with us on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, we are on Red State Talk Radio. Our studios emanate in California. However, we are broadcast by way of satellite and everything else. Out of Washington, D.C., with Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster for conservative talk radio. 36 hours of continuous talk radio on Red State Talk Radio. And I'll tell you what, there's no finer listenership going on right now than Red State Talk Radio. We are booming. We are exploding. We're getting bigger and bigger. And by the way, we'll be opening up the phone lines in the next hour, 215-867-8255. 215-867-8255. And also, remember, MyPillow. Your code word is AGENDA for the best sleep in town. 800-266-4715. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
Send out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.